This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, shoegaze from Were, Jason Isbell gone country, and People of Substance with Craig Finn. Welcome to episode 174 of A Sonic Youth. Later in the show, we'll look at the two new singles from alternative American artists Jason Isbell and Craig Finn. But first, Were. And Were comes with a caveat. For years, a big talking point regarding the band was their constant inflammatory social media posts and interactions with their fans. This snowballed as disgruntled fans responded in kind to the band, and so on. Part of this seems to be an act, the typical blasé indie rockers shrugging off the media and their listeners, or, as Werve put it, weeding out the pussies. This was taken a step further when the band, or apparently someone associated with the band, but on their Twitter account, tweeted some nasty transphobic stuff about the band Gloss. And they got what they deserved, with fellow artists speaking out against them and their record label almost immediately dropping them. There was a pretty sincere apology from lead guitarist Nick Bassett, but the damage was done. This was 2015, and it would be another 4 years until they released their next studio album, which would now be self-released. So that's the caveat, proceed as you wish. The thing is, Werve makes great music, music that carried the torch of proper shoegaze into the 2010s. So the rest of the show is about the music. Starting us off was the song Ease, from a 2014 split EP with fellow shoegazers Nothing. The remainder of this week's tracks come from their new album Raw Blue, which was released on the 21st of January. More about the band soon, but let's check out the opening and title track from that new record, here's Raw Blue.
Watch.
You're listening to episode 174 of Sonic Youth, and that was Wur with Raw Blue. Wur was formed in Modesto, California in 2010, first called Will. The name change came after a solo artist playing acoustic Black Sabbath covers threatened a lawsuit on the rights to the name. Wur released a cassette demo and two EPs in 2011, and their debut full-length record Pipe Dreams in 2012. The lineup was settled by the time they released their follow-up, Sway, in 2014. And these were important albums. A generation of shoegazers who had discovered or rediscovered the greatest shoegaze albums, My Bloody Valentine's Loveless and Slowdive Souvlaki, were searching for a new band to follow in the 21st century. And Wur, along with another great band I must mention called LSD and The Search for God, provided an evolution of that proper shoegaze sound. What I mean by that is the simple, guitar-focused, heavy, noisy shoegaze, different from alt-rock and dream-pop-crossed shoegaze. My Bloody Valentine has a brighter, poppier sound, at least with a song like When You Sleep. Wur is darker. When those guitars hit, they knock you over with the wave of despair and gloom. One thing I'm not too keen on is the loud, quiet aspect. Yes, it does make that guitar sound even more powerful when it fills back in, but I'm not listening to Wur for the melancholic segments. Here's what I mean. This is every day the same. This is a sonic youth, and that was a word, with every day the same. Ultimately with word, what you can't deny is the beauty of the guitar tone, and the volume, and so you can see why they have a good following. After that 2014 record, and the hiatus that followed, Were returned with Feels Like You in 2019. And now they're back again with what some critics are calling their best album yet, Raw Blue. And I'd certainly have to agree, it's a really good album, especially listened to properly all the way through. I've been a late discoverer of Were, and while I don't think they're as good as My Bloody Valentine, of course, I do think they are the torchbearers of shoegaze in 2025. Here's one more track from the new album. It's the shortest and probably the loudest. This is Days I Wanna Fade Away. That was Were, with Days I Wanna Fade Away. Next up is a new release from Craig Finn. For those unaware, Finn is the lead singer-songwriter in one of my favourite bands, hardcore alt-rockers The Hold Steady. His solo work is excellent too, generally quieter and more focused on his legendary storytelling lyrics compared to The Hold Steady. His first two solo albums, 2015's Faith in the Future and 2017's We All Want the Same Things, are his best, essential listening for any Hold Steady fan. Check out the songs Preludes and Jester and June from the latter album to see what I mean. The three solo albums that followed were good too, but just not as interesting as the first ones. They weren't as rock and roll. Craig's now back with his sixth album, named Always Been. It's due for release on the 4th of April. And it's produced by Adam Grandisill of the truly great band The War on Drugs. And you can hear it. There's that same rich, chugging guitar sound in the background as you hear from The War on Drugs, who themselves take great influence from The Grateful Dead. This first pre-release single is really good. It really lets Finn's unique vocal style shine, and it sets a great precedent for this new album. Here is the new Craig Finn song, People of Substance.
Tina T. don't get depressed anymore. So possibly December at the Delaware shore. Maybe missing numbers on the motel doors. The toy section at this drugstore. Otherwise, I'm pretty much cured. Been getting out of bed before noon now. Gonna find a new place pretty soon now. The whole thing's moving uptown. And I'm sorry about the way that I scared you. I'm sorry that I wasn't in touch since. Spent way too much time on people without any substance. I decided I'm gonna push forward. I'm committed to making the change. But you gotta remember I never go out in the rain. And it's been raining all day and my jacket got nicked from the coat shell. The curtains can't keep out the gray. Umbrellas that you get at the drugstore always blow the wrong way. Day and I don't drink nearly as much. One or two nights at the week at the most. I know I used to be such a monster. The city still allows you with ghosts. I'm sorry about that fight in the taxi. You know that probably just wasn't my night. If you just agree to come see me, I can try to make it alright. I decided I'm gonna back off now. Heard you turn that old boy into your husband. Now you're out in the county hanging out with some people with substance. Dana, I'm done with the breakdowns. But the winter's pretty weird at the shore. You never really told me what it was you cut me off for. And I'm still not sure. So I decided that I'd call and just check in. If I was good enough for you back then. You shouldn't be ashamed to bring me around to your new friends. I've been asking around for some sort of system to trust in. Maybe you could put me in touch with some people with substance. Spend way too much time with people without any substance.
That was Craig Finn with his new single, People of Substance. Finally this week, we have the new Jason Isbell track to play. This is a Jason Isbell track, rather than Jason Isbell and his very talented band, The 400 Unit. Isbell was first brought to fame as a member of Drive-By Truckers, before releasing a string of incredible albums after leaving that band. He is now spearheading the alternative country genre with masterful songwriting and a sound born in rock and roll. His new album is named Foxes in the Snow and is due for release on the 7th of March. The first single is called Bury Me. The fact it's released under Jason Isbell indicated that the album will be a solo effort. And while I prefer the full band sound, it's hard to deny that Isbell's own songwriting, voice, and in this case acoustic guitar playing, will lend itself well to a solo album. So here's the new track, Bury Me.
Bury me where the wind don't blow, where the dust won't cover me, where the tall grass grows. Or bury me right where I fall, Tokyo to Tennessee, I love them all. See the windmills turn up 55, still got so much to learn, still feel alive. And one lonely girl is all I need, tie me to this world, make me believe. Well, I ain't no cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were bars of steel, boys, and there were bars to sing. And there were bars with swinging doors for all the time between. Thank you. of an obituary for these trying times. And find an old live oak to carve my name, hard liquor and dirty jokes, cheap picture frames. Well, I ain't no cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were men of stone, boys, and there were men of sand. Long nights alone, boys, had my hand. Cowboy, but I can ride, and I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside, and there are bars of steel, boys, and there are bars
of... Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.